So we are here with Cass Bell. Cass, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. How about yourself, Jake?
Yeah, all keeping well, thank you. I've heard you and Rothian Stotts have signed a contract now to fight each other.
Yes, yep. So that was, we had our contract signed for May, was it May 9th or May 18th? I can't remember the date now, but I think it was May 9th. And anyway, so we were training for that. And my fight was going to be Rothian Stotts, who would have been my toughest opponent to date. He's 12-1, I believe, or 13-1. 13-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 13-1. And I mean, and he's a beast. He comes from a big gym, you know, Duke Rufus's gym. He trains with the Pettises, Pettis brothers and all them. And he gets to train with top level athletes. So I'm super excited for this fight. And I would hope if we did the Grand Prix, this could be a part of it, you know? If not, if this doesn't, if the Grand Prix doesn't happen because they postpone our fight, obviously I'm going to be fighting him next, I hope. That's what I have my eyes set on. And so hopefully then that will give me, if I take him out, which I believe I will, that will give me the shot to be like, I should be in this bantamweight Grand Prix, you know, division. Because, yes, again, I am 5-0 in Bellator. But also, out of all the guys, I mean, I'm not 100. I'm like 99% positive that I'm the only one who's fought. I mean, Patrick Mix might be, except for, I mean, how many times has he fought in Bellator? A couple times? Has it been more than 5 times? I can't remember, but
I think you might be, I think you with 5 is one of the most fights that have actually been in Bellator. I think James Gallagher's had a few as well, but I think you've had a fair amount of fights compared to some of the others who have a higher record than you.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, they've all fought at different promotions and stuff. And I've fought only in Bellator as a professional, and I've won 5, you know, fights straight in a row. So, I mean, with that, I mean, that should, you know, show that, you know, I'm a contender and I should, you know, definitely be in the Grand Prix. But what I was thinking too, because I was like, man, it'd be awesome getting this Grand Prix. So either, you know, the Grand Prix happens before, you know, Rothian Stotts and I fight, or if it doesn't, well, then I take him out, and then that should definitely give me the, you know, a ticket in there. So either way, I'm stoked. I can't wait. And I hope my first fight is with Rothian Stotts, because it's going to showcase, you know, it's going to take me to the next level, which I need to do.
Absolutely. You see, I would hope that this fight with Rothian Stotts could actually be the first leg in the Grand Prix. It makes sense. So hopefully they do put this together. Now, as you mentioned, he's 13-1, and he's a very, very solid opponent. When you initially matched up with him, how did you feel?
So I feel great with it. I feel really good. Like I said, it's going to test my skills a lot. It's going to put me in some danger. But I mean, that's what I love. I'm a fighter. I like to be pushed. I like to be the underdog. And like I said, he's supposed to have more experience than me. But with his skills and my skills, like, I study his tapes. I break it all down and we watch it as a team and stuff. And I believe I'm going to really take him out. Either, you know, I'm going to knock him out or I'm going to submit him. He has good grappling, good wrestler. You know, he has those skills. He has, you know, he's good at holding people down and, you know, try to take him out. He has like knockout here and there and stuff, but I'm fighting at 135, so I'm not worried about anybody's power. I fought at 145s. I fought even heavier than in that as a amateur, and I'm already a big bantamweight, you know, fighter anyway. So as long as I keep my hands up and I move and I do my game plan, I think I'm going to take him out. Actually, I know I'm going to take him out.
Yeah. So what's your prediction for it?
It's either going to be submission or it's going to be a KO. One of the two. We both like to swing. We both like to wrestle. So if it goes to the ground, I'm definitely going to submit him. And then if he keeps it standing, which I don't know if he's going to want to, but if he does, then I'm going to get that KO.
Yep. So a second ago, you mentioned that you study some of his tapes. Now, being 5-0, do you think that can also work to your advantage that people haven't got that much opportunity to look back at your previous fights?
Yep. No, exactly. Exactly. And he has lots of fights. So he has lots of fights to show. And again, I'm only 5-0 in Bellator. So, I mean, there's only 5 fights. And really, there's only 4 fights you can even watch. My very first fight, I can't really find it anywhere, which is kind of cool. I mean, at first, I was kind of bummed about it. But now I'm kind of excited. I'm like, all right, now they only got 4 fights they can really go to. They can watch my amateur fights, too. But since I went pro, I really changed my whole, you know, my whole fighting, you know, changed completely around. And I thank that to all my coaches and everybody who helped me get there. Was you know, we took our time in the amateur career and just fought. And I learned so much. I learned how to lose and come back and win. I learned how to, you know, come in tough, really tough fights and come back and win. And so far, I think I prepared, my team and I prepared so much for this that we're ready. You know, I'm ready to take over the bantamweight division.